Zecharia Perek Zayin Pasuk Ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really giving it to us. And Perek Zayin and Pasuk Ches are very much connected to each other. So the Tanesim of Tisha B'Av and all the Tanesim regarding the first Korban, we're asking, should we keep on fasting? That's showing a lack of faith by the Jews in Bavel. As Darth Vader once said, I find your lack of faith disturbing. And Hashem is giving us the little force choke, because what are we asking? And why are we asking it? Vayidvar Hashem el Zechariah lemor, pasuk ches, and the word of Hashem came to Zechariah saying, Tess, ko amar Hashem tzevakos lemor. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. You know, you need to worry about more than whether or not you're fasting Tisha B'Av while the second basement is being built. What you need to worry about is Mishpat Emes Shefotu. Execute true judgment. Emet. Make sure that the judgment is true. When you judge a case, the verdict has to be the true judgment. V'chesed v'rachamim asu ish el achiv. And perform loving kindness and mercy, each one of you, to his brother. Radak connects the two and says, when you do a judgment, don't be swayed by kindness and mercy, except in terms... Well, actually, no, I'm backwardsing it a little bit. Your verdict has to be the true judgment, but if people need extra chesed and rachamim, go to that level. Give them what they need. Don't pervert judgment on your progressive sense of who's been victimized. But at the same time, don't just do judgment and forget about rachmanis. I heard a different shiur at the Yom Iyun that I was at. I had a great time at the Yom Iyun, man. Lots of shiurim. And one of them was about Noach and the use of Elohim versus Hashem. And that Noach spoke to Elohim. He saw the world only in the sense that it was the aspect of divine judgment, that the world had been perverted, chamas lif mipnehem, terrible things were being done. And so why doesn't Noach do what Avraham Avinu did and pray for all the people who are going to die? Answer, because Noach only saw the midah of din in this way of looking at it. There's no point in davening for the midas ha-din to be changed, because the din is clear, destroy humanity. Noach is a tzaddik, so he's going to get a reprieve. But davening for the world is fruitless if the world is being judged on pure din, without rachamim. Here's what Zechariah is telling us, that you have to have a combination of the two. Furthermore, ve'almana v'yasom ger va'ani al ta'ashoku. Don't oppress the widow, the orphan, the stranger, the poor man, the most vulnerable in society. You want to know what you're supposed to do? Don't cheat people out of their money. Don't oppress people who are helpless. V'ro'as ish achiv al tachshavu bilavavichem. And none of you should think evil against any person's brother in your hearts. So it's interesting. It's going back and forth between singular and plural. Bilavavichem in all of your hearts. Think about the political divides in America today, where we see members of the other tribe as somehow evil or inferior. Or one comedy sketch I saw where MAGA idiots combined makes maggots. How adorable. So you take somebody who disagrees with your obviously intelligent and superior moral ways, and you put them, as Hillary Clinton did, as a basket of deplorables. That's bilavavichem, one heart that you all are trying to do to condemn the many. But it's ish achiv. Each person that you are being nasty to is your brother singular, is an individual person. We're all snowflakes, and I don't mean that in the insult way. We're all different. And watch out for the almana and the yasom and the ger and the ani. It says Zechariah, am I telling you something new? Do you not listen to the parsha? Don't listen to Laney? Yud Aleph, vayimo anu lahakshiv. But they refused to listen. Who refused? Zakt Ibn Ezra, Abo Sechem. Your forefathers refused to listen. Vayitnu chasef so rores. And they turned a rebellious shoulder. Sar, turn away. Sar mehaderech. So when you turn away your shoulder, it means you give somebody literally, we would say, the cold shoulder, and you turn away from them by shrugging your shoulder and turning your shoulder so you don't have to look at their face. Ve'aznehem ichbidu mishamoa. And they made their ears heavy not to hear. And remember, this is the message to the people of Yerushalayim. Imagine the message as it's meant for the people of Babel who refused to go back and even help. So you won't listen to other people. If this is not a definition of internet comment chat troll boards, I don't know what is. We don't listen, we just scream. Yudbeis v'libam samu shamir. They made their heart as strong, they made as hard as the shamir. The shamir was the worm that could cut through and split stone. So, but Ibn Ezra and Radak say the shamir itself is a hard stone, which iron can't cut. You need special diamond drills. So they hardened their hearts. They could cut through stone, but they're not listening. They're not letting the words of the Torah penetrate their hearts. So as not to listen to the Torah, to the words of reproof that the Nevi'im had for them, that Hashem Tzvako sent Berucho through his spirit, Biyad HaNevi'im HaRishonim, at the hands of the early Nevi'im. Vayihi Ketzef Gadol Me'es Hashem Tzvakos. And there was great anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they're not listening to the Torah. And one of the things that Yechezkel points out, we learned this, is the idea that everybody wants to say, it's not my fault, I've just inherited everything from my forefathers. It's not my fault. Hashem says, yeah, but did you continue the same behavior? Then it is your fault. You made a conscious decision. We are all, say the Marxists, at the mercy of market forces and larger historical pressures than we can understand or resist. And so individuality is meaningless. And Judaism always says there's individual responsibility. Yud Gimel Vayihi Chasher Karo V'lo Shameyu. And it came when HaKadosh Baruch Hu called, and they did not listen, they did not hearken. Kein Yehru V'lo Eshma. So they will call and I will not listen, Amar Hashem Tzvakos. So I call to you, and I call to you, and I call to you for 180 years, warning you about what's coming, and you don't listen. And then, all of a sudden, now you've got a problem, and you call out to me, and I don't listen? I'm not going to listen. I had this myself, a very poor comparison, but I put out a quiz online for the online class to take. And over this past weekend, I got 3 different emails from people going, I had no idea there was a quiz. And I'm like, you didn't listen to the 6 emails, literally, that I sent out over the last week and a half telling you when the quiz was. And now you want me to listen to your pleas and say, reopen a closed exam for you? No! Yadalad ve'esa a'reim al kol ha'goyim asher lo yada'um. And with a whirlwind, I will scatter them among all the nations whom they did not know. Ve'aretz neshama achareihem. And the land will be waste, laid waste after them. Me'avor u'mishav, with no one passing through, nobody returning. Vayosimu eretz chemda l'shama. They made a precious land. They made, vayosimu, not I made, they made a precious land, a beloved land, into absolute destruction. So the nations destroyed Eretz Yisrael, which is the precious land, into a desolation. But it could also be just as much that it was the people and their averos that brought about the desolation. And to get back to the original subject of the Parak, that's the tainus that you're asking about is Tisha B'Av. Should I still keep Tisha B'Av? Well, what do you think? What caused Tisha B'Av? What brought about Tisha B'Av? You're in Bavel living a very comfortable life, and you're saying, well, do I fast or not? What should I do? So we don't actually have an answer. We'll talk about it in Parakhes. Should we or not? Well, the discussion continues.